Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is claiming our joy. Yeah. Claiming our joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I felt some joy yesterday and I saw that my ego didn't want to claim it. It didn't want to say that I felt it.
You're being superstitious, Chad.
Yeah. I do that with things though. When good things happen, I don't want to say it out loud.
Well, I say sing it from the rooftops.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just a superstitious thought that you've held on to, a belief, but it's not true.
Yeah, that it'll be taken. That's the fear.
No, it's not going to be taken. No.
Yeah.
It won't last forever. Nothing lasts forever.
No, it won't last forever, but it's nice to acknowledge it when I feel it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Own it.
And I did feel it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I were talking about this last night, like, you know, because I felt this, like, this feeling bubbling up yesterday. And, you know, I knew I was going to see the guy at work. And it was like, okay, maybe some of it's that. And, you know, I thought that was it, but never even ended up talking to the guy at work. And nothing. You know, great really happened. And I just, for most of the morning and afternoon yesterday, I just felt this joyful feeling. And it was from a deeper place because there was nothing on the outside that was giving me that high, you know, mm-hmm. that high bubbly feeling. It was just a feeling of, I was smiling. I didn't really know why I was smiling. I just felt it. Mm. Everything looked magnificent. That was my word yesterday. I was looking at the trees and the flowers and I kept hearing myself say on the inside, like, that's magnificent. Like, what is happening? The colors felt more colorful. I'm sure this is tied in with my heart work as well.
Yeah.
When I have those heart moments, colors do look more vivid. Things do feel, different.
Mm,
so
that's cool though.
Yeah. And of course my head eventually got in there and I found something to worry about later in the day. But, and I had another one and I should have done this. I should have recorded it. Next time I'm going to do it. Like I'm going to record it. Cause in those moments, like, something inside of me says, don't forget this moment, because it's a moment of truth. Like, don't forget this. Like, right. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my head's like, no, don't say it out loud. Like, don't own it.
So, right.
But I did tell you last night. Mm. And then you told me that you felt a similar feeling yesterday.
I did. We kind of had the same day, different situations, but... I had an opportunity to go get a little tiny baby bird to hand feed. And I wrestled with myself back and forth because I think I'm out of cages at this point. So another bird means another cage. And then you have to have a place to put that cage. And my little Avery is kind of full. So I wrestled with it and then I thought, no, I want to go. It was a bit of a drive. It was about a 35, 40-minute drive to go there. And I thought, well, since I'm going there, I would stop at a couple other places that I like on the way back. One of the places is something to eat, and the other one is a pet store that I really like. And so just decided to give myself an adventure. And I didn't have that high feeling. Like there was a time I would have had that giddy, can't wait to get there, anxious feeling. Hope everything works out. Hope I get everything I want. You know, that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing.
Yep.
I didn't feel any of that. It was just, I think that, you know, what was joyful was that, first of all, my partner, Jack, and I We were having a good day, and just, you know, funning around and being playful like we can be sometimes. And it was just, it didn't matter. We were just out doing something. And I did get the baby bird, and the traffic was terrible. And I was reminded how terrible the traffic is, that I don't want to do that too often. And what else? And then I went to get the food to bring home, and then I went to the pet store. Didn't end up buying anything at the pet store. The food turned out to be a bit of a disappointment, but it wasn't disappointing. Like, the things that would have disappointed me would have created a feeling and taken something from my experience. It didn't take anything. I don't feel like anything added to the experience or took from the experience. I was just in the moment of doing what I was doing, driving here, watching, paying careful attention to the traffic. It was just the joy. I am a nurturer. And so any chance I get to nurture, seems like baby birds are my thing right now.
Yeah.
Then I love doing it. And birds bring me joy. It's not that fleeting happiness feeling. It's a deeper place. It's just, there's a connection there for me.
Yeah.
Just like with my cat, right? And like you with your rabbit, Jack. Like, you just feel this connection and they bring you joy. And they don't even have to hardly do anything. They're just.
Literally.
They're just joyful.
They just need to exist.
Yeah, they're just being themselves, and it's so joyful. And maybe, too, just me being myself. More and more, I'm just me all the time. And there's just freedom. I feel freedom about that. Like, I don't worry about what people think anymore. It's gone. Like, that part of me is gone.
That is the definition of freedom.
And that reminds me of the vortex, because in the vortex, Jess, when I went through that experience, I could have cared less what anybody thought. Well, you know, you watched it.
Yeah,
I was like making all kinds of huge changes in my life. And there were people that were kind of reeling, spinning from what was happening, because it was so sudden. And the changes were big ones. So I think it might have rocked a few people's worlds, I think. But it was good. I just didn't make it about, I did what was right for me, and I didn't make it about anybody else. I trusted everybody would figure their own stuff out. And I think they probably have for the most part. So, I feel that freedom. I don't care what people think. I'm going to be myself.
That is freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taken a lot of years. So it's taken a lot of work to get to this place. So, but I highly recommend it.
That's my goal. That's freedom for me. I've worried about what people have thought my entire life.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care about people. I very much care about people, but I also love myself and I also trust myself.
Yeah.
And my goal is to be me. I don't want to, you know, present myself different than I really am. That's just being fake. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I can't. I didn't even know I was being fake. Until recovery, I didn't even know, or, you know, inner child work. I didn't know that I was being, you know, that I wasn't being authentic. I just thought those parts of myself were part of me, and they really weren't. They weren't really who I was. Can you relate to that?
Big time. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Just speaking about joy and happiness, like, that is the difference. Like, it just, so it probably is joyful to just be able to be yourself too.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just freedom in being yourself. Yep. And you know, I have felt that, like, I have been myself with my partner, and that's why I think, you know, our relationship has really worked out for both of us, is I have been myself almost from day one. There was no pretenses in my relationship, and it really has been the healthiest, you know, relationship I've ever had with a male.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel like I have that today with the women in my life too, that I just am myself all the time, and I don't feel judged. I feel encouraged, and that's what we want to do. We want to encourage each other, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah, it does feel good.
Yeah.
Went to physical therapy this morning. I told you yesterday, I said, I feel a little embarrassed because I graduated this week. No, excuse me. I graduated last week, the end of last week, from working on my neck, and it feels so much better. And I got a referral back there again because now I have to work on some parts of my lower body. And so just going in there and I'm back. But I thought I would feel a little embarrassed, like, because they thought it was funny, not in a bad way, in a cute way. They got a kick out of it. But I was like, oh God, I'm back already. Because I have been in physical therapy on and off the last 4 years. I can't even tell you how many times. It's crazy. But it's been helpful. So
it's been probably one of the most helpful things for you, for people out there that haven't done it. Like, yeah. Oh
my God. It's so, I highly recommend physical therapy for somebody that needs it. Yes. So helpful. I've tried a lot of things, but that probably has been one of the most helpful.
Seems like it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just showed up as myself and, I said, I'm back. You can't get rid of me.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just interesting. Yeah. And I see and it's interesting because I can see people too. And my therapist, she's going through this. She's an introvert. And she admits she's an introvert. But, you know, she's in a job where she's like running everything. Like she is in charge of everybody there. She's the top therapist. And she runs the place, and just, you know, how she has to perform with the other, her coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think she's somebody that would prefer never to talk, that she just likes quiet, but there's no quiet. She performs. And it's just noticing that, yeah, she's in a job where, and I've been there too, where you just, it requires that of you. But it's not really who you are. It's not really who you are.
Yeah, that's why I've said to you, that's why it's hard for me to think about another job right now, because that is the part of my job that is probably most joyful for me. Like, you know, I like conversating here and there, but for most of my day, I am by myself and I don't have to force conversation with anybody except, you know, customers here and there.
Right.
So it would be hard to be thrown back into that environment. I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I guess I could readjust, but I think I'd hate it.
Yeah. Well, until that other job shows up that does feel right.
Yeah.
And it sounds like.
It's the biggest part of the job that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep. Claim our joy.
Yeah. Let's claim our joy. I don't know if the word is joy today, but I feel peaceful. I feel peaceful.
I feel joyful. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's a quietness in there.
That's good. That is joyful. I was just going to say I'm joyful. I don't have to be at work today. I can sit my lazy butt on the couch and watch my shows. And I'm working on some cups today. And just, I can do whatever I want. That's freedom. So yeah. When... the freedom to do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I will say that was part of that feeling yesterday, which was that I think I had the realization like, wow. And I think I was telling you this last night too. Like there is, sometimes I can see that there's more to me in there. Like, okay, I'm having this experience. Nothing is really happening to make me feel this feeling. So obviously there's a me in there. There's something that is not dependent on external things right now. And that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
That's an awesome moment.
That's freedom. Right.
Yeah. Like, okay, nothing outside of me is validating me in this moment. Like nothing's really happening, but I'm feeling this joyful feeling. Like, okay, then it must be in me. Right?
So isn't it interesting that the little perks of your job that give you that little buzz?
Yeah.
The guy stuff.
Yeah.
That you didn't have that yesterday, right?
Nope.
And you felt joyful.
I did.
There is a correlation there, Chaz.
Yeah.
There really is, because addiction doesn't feel good, and we become addicted to getting that feeling. And yep. Then, you know, we know what addiction feels like.
Yeah.
And one hand, it sort of feels good, but on the other side, it doesn't feel good because it then takes your freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. And there was a goodbye in there yesterday, which was to one of the guys at work, but also I think just a goodbye to that behavior in my life.
Yes.
And so maybe that was part of the joyful, freeing feeling too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected, that you will not choose a man who doesn't see you.
That was it.
Yep.
I know, because I said to you the other day, like, I think I'm going to miss seeing him and talking to him. And then yesterday I was like, what the hell are you talking about? No, you won't. And then I felt kind of guilty for feeling that. But that is my truth. I won't.
No.
I'm not going to miss that.
No.
Maybe some part of me, my little girl, might miss that attention, that feeling.
Yes. Yes.
But it doesn't even really make sense because, I mean, no. I'm not going to miss not being seen by somebody.
No.
So you're right. There is a correlation there.
Yeah. And that's freedom.
Yeah.
You know, God did for you.
Yeah. Right? I'll take it.
He did for you what you couldn't do for yourself. And good.
Yeah. What an awesome feeling, though, to just feel happy.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Just because.
My mind kept trying to figure it out. Like, I don't understand why I'm smiling right now. Like, nothing is happening. Like, my mind kept trying to figure it out. Like, can't figure it out. So.
No figuring it out.
Yeah. Claim our joy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it from ourselves. We have such little sabotagers.
Yes, we do.
Just want to take it. Find the next problem. Instead of,
Mm-hmm. That's what the mind does. That's why we can't listen to it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So, well, what's your word for the day?
Peace.
Wow, that was quick. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I had it ready this time. Usually I don't have it ready, but I just, peace. I'm going to keep the peace.
I'm going with freedom today.
Okay.
Yeah. Freedom to be me, do what I want, just... whatever. Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, I think I saw that we hit 13,000 on our podcast views.
We did. I posted that on Instagram.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 13,000.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I know. Started with just kind of like how your Facebook group started, kind of like how your Zoom classes started. Just started with an idea. I don't really know. And yeah, it's been helpful. I know it's been helpful for me and you, and I know it's helpful for women because they tell you all the time.
Yeah, and my Facebook group, I started with 5 of us, right?
Yeah.
It was like 5 of us, and then, it took on its own life at some point.
It did.
Yep.
It really did.
And so as a podcast, and so as the Zoom, it just goes, just letting things go the way they go. And some things work out well, some things fall apart.
Yep.
Right.
They're soulful things. That's why they've worked out. Mm-hmm. They're all soulful things. How you know they're right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Ego's not really in there with any of it.
Nope. Ego doesn't get to do that stuff with us.
I guess that's the stuff that really lasts, right? Because ego doesn't last.
No, it doesn't. You're right.
Happiness doesn't last.
No, it doesn't. It's like those bubbles on those wands. It's there for a second, then it pops.
Goes up, and then it goes down. My son is such a mirror of that for me. Oh, Lordy. Yeah. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Roller coaster.
Yep.
Teenagers.
Oof. Yep. I know.
Don't miss it.
I don't either.
We haven't been through it. We haven't got to the other side.
Oh, I don't miss being a teenager.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're saying you don't miss it with your kids. Oh, okay.
No, I don't miss teenage years, and I don't miss being a teenager. No, I didn't like those years.
Me neither.
They're very hard.
They were, yeah, I didn't like them either. It's funny, some people you talk to would go back there in an instant. I'm not one of those people.
I'm not either. I wouldn't go back to any age. I'm good right where I'm at.
Yeah, I guess that's a good place to be. Any last thoughts?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thanks for being here today, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!